Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
All right, we're going to talk about the World Cup, but not in a soccer sense. I know sometimes you guys get a little mad. Now, eventually we'll talk about the soccer part. We're actually pretty close to the end of talking about the soccer. I mean, if the U.S. is going to be into it, I mean, I'm into this World Cup, but I don't know how much we're going to be breaking down France and Morocco on the show. You know, like, I think that part of the World Cup might be over for us. Fan Fest ends on Friday. Next week is the All-Star break in baseball. You know, we're about in at the soccer. So if you're tired of the soccer talk, you know what? We only got a couple more days of it. I promise you. All right. This is what I like to talk about. As you guys see this story in the Kansas City Star, Rob, people been up to some late night shenanigans at the World Cup. The headline in the Star says that Kansas City leads U.S. World Cup host cities in hookups with visitors. Survey says. Now, I don't know who conducted this survey, but it said that nearly 6 in 10 Kansas City singles have said that they have already dated or hooked up with a World Cup visitor.
60%?
That's what it says. According to datingadvice.com, it also said that 86% of Kansas City singles say that their dating or hookup activity has increased since the tournament began. This is higher than any other rate with any other city. Now, I will say, from somebody who has been down to Power and Light a couple of times to watch these games, I will say, Rob, they out there. So if you're willing to go up and strike up a conversation, there's a lot of options out there, and a lot of women are out there if you want to go up and say something. There's a game coming up on Saturday. It's in Kansas City. It's
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Here in Kansas City, I would suggest going out there just to see for yourself. Support soccer. Put on a Messi jersey. A little Argentina. Maybe you just wear some red. Wear a Chiefs jersey. You'll fit in with the Switzerland fans and go down there because I'm telling you, it's going to be buzzing. But that's what they said, Rob. They said 6 out of 10, which I'm with you. Sounds crazy to me. That's a high percentage. It's a really high percentage.
But that's what it says. It says 86% of people say that they love life's doing good. Now, let me give you some more percentages here because you know we love the numbers. 74% of singles say that the World Cup has made Kansas City a more fun place to be while single, which makes a lot of sense to me. More people are out and about. So at the bar, at Power and Light, people want to be outside doing outdoor activities.
Also, the bar's open until 5 a.m. now.
For sure.
More so time to finish
that
the meal.
That is a stat I believe. It is more fun. It's more fun to be married in Kansas City. It's just a good time to be here. It's a lot to do. It's a lot going on right now. 78% of people said that they have matched with somebody on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, all of those things. Now, listen to this. I don't believe this. 38% of people say that the number one reason they've been matching with people is because they want to learn about another culture. 24% of people say it's a love of soccer. 19% of people say it's their accent. And 11% of people say it's physical attraction. Now, I don't want to sound rude or I don't want to speak out of turn or say anything inappropriate. I think one of the largest motivating factors in this is you don't think you'll have to see that person again or have to deal with that person again. It's a one time, hey, this was fun. They go back to where they're from. You go back to where you're from. Everybody's consenting adults. Everybody is on the same page. And it is just a cool thing that happened during the World Cup. I don't think you're matching with these young girls because you guys got a love of soccer. You guys have a joint shared love of soccer. I'm not buying that. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. Learning about their culture?
That one seemed fraudulent to me.
You're telling me that you were talking to that girl from Algeria because you wanted to learn more about her country?
Now,
or Austria? Stop it. I'm not buying it. I can't believe it.
I'm sure you might.
I don't believe it.
If you match a young lady or young man, depending on who you are listening, and you then talk to that person, I could see you saying that to the person, but that's not your intention.
Oh, you're in their line. You're in their line worse than Sincere on Love Island. I'm not supporting that. Babe, you know, I just want to learn so much Island. About your culture and learn about where you're from.
Teach me more about Austria, please.
I'm actually from Des Moines. I just drove here for the World
Cup.
Yeah,
that's a question I have in the survey. When they say out people who are in town for the World
visitors
Cup.
Visitors for the World Cup. People that are not from the from Kansas City that come here for the World Cup, they're mingling. They're having conversations. Now, this also doesn't surprise me. According to this survey, it said the Kansas City single showed a strong preference toward the Latina and Latino soccer fans. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to discriminate. Those would be the ones I'd be trying to talk to as well.
They're also the most present in town.
I'm just saying, those are the ones I'd be trying to talk to as well.
I mean, Ecuador, Colombia, Argentina.
If you went down to Power Light when Mexico was playing, I would have been down there trying to be, I'd have been down there working too. If you was out there when Argentina was, I'd have been down there trying to talk to them too. That's where I would have been. I that makes a lot of sense to me. All of this checks out. Learning about another culture is the biggest attraction stopping. People got to quit lying on these apps. That's the biggest problem. People on there lying.
Well, to your point, if they're on there because of the World Cup, and they're interested because of a short timeline, sometimes people say what they got to say. I'm not encouraging that behavior, but it's definitely a thing that happens.
I don't know how this works. I'm being serious. I'm not even trying to be funny. I don't know how this works. Are you bringing the girl not from America over to your crib? That just doesn't sound very smart to me. Are you going back to the hotel with her? Like, how does that even work? Like, let's say that you're one of these people. Because I imagine somebody, I'm not saying, I mean, it's a lot of people out, right? A lot of people out.
Six out of 10.
A lot of people drinking, a lot of people having a good time. Again, you're two adults. I don't care. What you do in your free time does not bother me. As long as y'all both with it, I'm with it too. Whatever. I just want to know how this happens. This girl lives in Austria. She here with her homegirls. They just here to celebrate the World Cup. How do you even go about setting something like this up? She just coming back to your crib? You're just driving her back to Lee Summit? Now you got to drive her back to her Airbnb. You got to drive her back to her hotel. How does that even work?
Can you imagine meeting an Austrian woman, for the example, at FanFest? You're like jumping an Uber and head back to Blue Springs. That one's got to think it's the longest drive of her life.
I don't know. I feel like inviting the girl from Colombia, inviting her to the crib. You can't be surprised if you wake up and something's not there. You don't even know this person. You don't even know how to get a hold of them.
To be fair, isn't that the same with any sort of hookup culture?
It's a little bit different when you like feel like you could run into them again, right? Like, let's say you're somebody that goes out. Like, you go out to Power and Light every weekend, right? Like, or whatever. Dude, have your fun. If Shorty finesses you, you at least feel like you got a chance. You might have some mutual friends on Facebook where she can't really run off on anything. If I'm in town just for the World Cup, to me, that sounds like one of the great, that sounds like the plot of a movie. That sounds like Ocean's 11. Hey, I'm about to create this account. I'm about to convince these dudes to meet up with me, and I'm about to rob them. That's basically the plot of, what's that movie with Will Smith and Margot Robbie? Focus? That's the plot of Focus. I'm just saying, watch yourself. Protect. We got one more weekend of this. And it's some Argentina girls coming back. Some of y'all be making some terrible decisions, some bad decisions. They said 6-10.
Culture learning, Carrington. Culture learning.
I can't get over that. That was when I read that, I almost fell out of my chair.
Also, this is
learning about another culture is the biggest attraction, bro.
Number two was a shared love of soccer. I think people think a lie.
A shared love of soccer.
Like if you match an Argentinian girl in the apps and you say, "Hey, I love Messi," does that count as a shared love of soccer? Or is that just saying an obvious thing?
What then cracks me up, physical attraction was 11%. I don't know about you guys. On those apps, physical attraction is the number one thing that I'm looking at. You know what I mean? Now, I'm going to read the bio second. Like, all right, hey, I think you're cute. Let me read the bio and let me, you know, see how compatible that we could be. But you're telling me you're on Tinder because you're trying to learn more about the cultures from these out-of-towners? Or shared love is soccer? You're lying to yourself. You're lying to these people. We need real data and real information. That's crazy.
It would explain why the city is filled with Argentinian jerseys suddenly. What do you mean? Why are you wearing an Enzo Fernandez jersey? You live in the crossroads full-time. Shared love of culture and soccer.
I don't know. I have no clue. Somebody said learning about their culture is definitely someone who is cheating would say because they're worried about their response being leaked. No, you're right. You're right. I wanted to share that with you. Someone said, can you recap? There is a story right now in the Kansas City Star, and the headline is that Kansas City is the best World Cup host city for a hookup with visitors. And it says that 6 out of 10 Kansas City singles have said that they have either already dated or hooked up with a World Cup visitor. When it says dated, what do you think that means?
I think it's people trying to use coded language for hookup.
Okay, I'm just saying dated to me sounds like we met out at Power and Light. I got your contact number and information. And then tomorrow we are going to meet up to go do something. Then you went on a date. You guys meeting each other out at Shark Bar, leaving to go do some late night shenanigans. You did not go on a date with that person.
But let me ask you this. I know we're tight on time. Let's say you're at Power and Light for the USA match. You meet a young lady who's in town from Colombia for the World Cup. You go hook up, whatever. The next night you bump into her again for the Colombia watch party. Is that a date or is
no,
that
okay? No, that's
maybe,
not a date.
Maybe you made plans. Let's go watch Colombia now tomorrow. Is that a date? Because you're going back to the same locale.
Okay, yeah, that counts as the date. What you just described there, so you're saying is
you and her leave,
yep. You go back to the Airbnb.
At the Airbnb.
You make plans to see each other again outside of that and do an activity. Where, regardless, I don't care what activity you do.
Even if it's the exact same activity,
you went on a date. I would count that as a date.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.